Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. We'll get to the hits here coming up in just a bit. I want to play some audio for you guys here coming up momentarily. We'll also get to these couple of phone calls that we have. So we were asking this question. If the Chiefs finish 9-8, 10-7, they would have about somewhere between the 15th to 18th pick. Last year, Seattle, they won 10 games. They had the 18th overall pick. Would you take the 18th overall pick or see this team get to the second round of the postseason and roll the dice and see what happens? We've been taking you guys' answers on that. We'll get back to that in a bit. Before we do that, I do want to play for you guys something that Nate Taylor had to say. He was on the midday show. Listen to this about Rashee Rice.
Hey, man. Like, the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period. His effort is lacking when the play call is man-to-man or when there's a safety over the top that suggests, hey, man, I exist. You're their number one receiver, right? This is what Justin Jefferson gets. This is what Chase gets. Hey, man, like, you want to be the number one receiver, right? Hey, I'm a safety. I'm over the top.
You're going to work inside of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you beat me? It's one-on-one. You want to give good effort? Hey, man, I know the play's not necessarily for you, but, like, how am I giving more effort than you?
I think Rashee Rice is going to be on the team next year. I do not think it is 100%. Not at all. Going into the last year of a contract, maybe the Chiefs, like, we have the conversation that the Chiefs should pay Rashee Rice and get ahead of things because you save money. What if the Chiefs have an organization have just decided we're not paying Rashee Rice and you are ready to get out of his contract and get what you can while he's still there? What if they think he's George Pickens? Like, there's a possibility that that's how the Chiefs see him, as George Pickens, and we're ready to move on and we're ready for a different situation. So I don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. I am not 100% certain that he is on the team next year. I think he is, but I don't think if we get the tweet in early March that the Chiefs have made the decision to move on from Rashee Rice. It is not going to be some huge shocking development to me. Hurt, off the field issues, effort issues. Hey, we think it's in our best interest to just move on. We were not giving him $60 million guaranteed. We can't, I think, in one breath, and Rob, you've made this point, talk about how we think they should turn the roster over and then suggest to bring everybody back. No, you got to make some radical changes. That's how you turn things over. I think there is a chance that Rashee Rice is not a part of their long-term plans. Hurt, effort issues, off-the-field issues. We don't know if we can trust you with this amount of money. We are happy to move in a different direction as an organization. We're going to take our second-round pick so we didn't lose anything from a draft pick compensation, and we'll take another swing when it comes to a wide receiver. I think there's a chance that happens this offseason. Let's go to the phone line. Seth called into the show. Hey, Seth, how you doing this evening, man?
Hey, what up, brother? So, you know, thinking about that question you're asking, hey, would you rather tank or would you rather go for it in the playoffs? I hear what that caller saying earlier about how, you know, getting that 18th pick's not going to make a difference. I hear that. But when I think of that question that you're asking, too, I can't help but think of the great-grandfather of our amazing country that goes by the name of Dr. Phil. He once said, you can't put feathers on a dog and call it a chicken. So you can't put a currently 6-7 team into the playoffs and expect us to win the Super Bowl. And then if we don't make it, we hold everyone accountable. We need that accountability. So not making the playoffs is going to bring that accountability that we so need. We could build a player staff. We could get those players with the 18th pick. Cool. Great. But we've already dug ourselves in that hole for that cap next year. To where I think the biggest thing that not making the playoffs is going to do is going to help us bring that accountability to our coaching staff, to bring in the talent to help develop what we got. I mean, look what Bieniemy's done in Chicago just as a running back coach. I mean, we need some development from our coaching staff to bring to the players. I think that's the biggest thing that we could really need right now as a franchise.
Seth, anytime somebody quotes Dr. Phil on the show, they had a great phone call, in my opinion.
He said, grandfather of this country.
That's what he said. I wish we had a pizza to give him, like, back in the day. I'd have gave that man a pizza. Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, why would we not pay Rashee Rice? All of a sudden, the station hates him. He's barely been hurt, and he has one incident. How many incidents did Tyreek Hill have? Tyreek Hill in his third season had 87 catches for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns. That's why he was allowed incidents. That's why he was allowed incidents. Tyreek Hill is probably going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We know the rules are different for different people. The Chiefs are willing to put up with Tyreek's off-the-field incidents because he made them a drastically different team. The Chiefs had maybe one of the three best offenses in the history of the National Football League when they had Tyreek on their team. So, yeah, I'm not comparing Rashee Rice to Tyreek Hill.
I know we're up against the break. Can we
got time to take one more call. Go ahead. Know,
but real quick. The texter saying that Rashee Rice is barely hurt. He missed an entire season of football.
For sure.
Maybe we have different definitions of barely hurt. Maybe the fact that he's still playing means that he was barely hurt. He missed 13 games last year with a massive knee injury. That's not barely hurt to me. That's a guy who was, in fact, very hurt last season. And that's before he ever had an incident. So it's not just, oh, he's had some injuries. He had a massive injury at 24 years old.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm not even joking. Like, Rashee Rice has played in 21 games. I bet you he has missed 21 games so far in his NFL career. Like, we could look it up to get the exact number. I mean, it's probably game played 21, probably games missed like 19. He's been there half of the time. He had a felony incident, and he is a receiver with a knee injury, and I would say in some ways a limited skill set.
Whose effort is now being questioned?
I'm not saying it is 100%. I'm just saying is what if we get the tweet from Adam Schefter that he ends up being traded, it will not be like, man, this came out of nowhere. I can't believe they did this. It will make some sense if they move on from Rashee Rice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.